G'day there, and welcome to the Rewrap for Tuesday. All the best bits from the Mike Hosking breakfast on a cilia package, in a cilia package, around adjacent, somewhere near a cilia package anyway. Actually, speaking of packages, reopening things, like the country, comparing ours to other countries again, particularly Australia's. What does Mike think will happen over the next couple of weeks in terms of levels and stuff like that, restrictions? And a little bit of testing information from the North Tauraki SNAP level 4 situation. Oh, and we'll go to Russia to have a sort of an election. Not really. Before any of that, though, this MIQ lobby, how did that go yesterday?
So not a great time in the old lobby for my daughter yesterday. Needless to say, the predictions were right. Call it anything you want. Tinker with it, paint it, spin it. It remains what it always was, a mess that never really got set up properly in the first place, bogged down by a classic supply-demand issue. So she started out 17,815th in line, which I suppose is the upside. Or is it? Previously, you didn't get a spot. You had no idea whether you would or not. It was a blind crapshoot. Basically, at least this way, the profound misery of knowing you don't stand a hope in hell stares you in the face, as it turns out, for a period of time, for several hours. Slowly, she moved up a bit. She got to 11,000th at one stage, as people drop out and dates are filled up and runes run to zero, and basically that was it. Thanks for coming. So what have we gained out of this change? Essentially nothing. It's a lottery. How you pull the numbers from the ball in the lottery really doesn't matter. If you have 3,000 rooms and 27,000 people wanting them, it simply doesn't work. You partially solve the refresh times 100 issue, I suppose, but beyond that, it's still basically dumb luck, isn't it? And a system as important as this should not be running on luck alone. A points-based system would be an immeasurable improvement. It still wouldn't be perfect, given our immigration system ran on that. Remember our immigration system? Immigration is where people with skills arrived in the country and industries weren't hemorrhaging because of labour shortages. Anyway, even under a point system, there was always a scrap about skills and pay rates and who got better treatment, but at least there was a merit element to it. The government don't want a point system, it seems, for the simple reason, or excuse, that it's too complicated, as in too complicated for them to work out how to do it. Obviously, there's a queue from the tech sector who would solve that by about Thursday, so the system is held hostage to a degree by a government that hasn't got the slightest aspirational gene in its makeup. Nor, tragically, do they have the wherewithal to recognise that and ask for help. And so, for the foreseeable, we're stuck. Or tens of thousands of New Zealanders are anyway. Businesses hamstrung, funerals missed, sports people unable to make a living, a massive queue of misery and desperation. Of all the cock-ups of this pandemic, behind the abject failure of an urgent vaccine rollout, MIQ would be the biggest. And their fix? A faux lobby followed by a numerical confirmation of how screwed you are the moment you enter.
Yeah, it's almost like there aren't enough MIQ spaces for the amount of people who want to come into the country. I think that might be part of the problem. What are other countries doing? Is it going just as well for them?
To tell you what, as we battle our way towards 90%, Australia once again has the model we should be following. They, more than anyone else, face the same issues as us right now. I mean, Singapore's a good aspirational country, but they're ahead of us and their vaccine rollout was properly managed. Denmark is opening. They've got a lot of eyes on them at the moment. But anywhere really in Europe, including the much-debated Sweden, have had it different from us. Even Britain, which really is an astonishing success story, given all they've been through, really is not a proper comparison for us. So if we want to do better, if we want to aspire, Australia's the one to watch, if not emulate. Of course, we should be leading Australia if we were, you know, really driven, but sadly we're not. We're cowed and run by fear. So vaccines procured. Let's run through a few here. So vaccines procured as a result of the initial rollout being botched. Australia, 6.5 million. New Zealand, 750,000. Home isolations for returnees. Australia, underway. New Zealand, no. Percentage of the population double jab, despite having started out at the same time. Australia, 47%. New Zealand, 38%. Targets for opening. Australia nationally, 80%. New South Wales, 70%. New Zealand, we don't know. Australia has a Summer of Freedom program, specific ideas and plans to boost business to regain forms of normality. We have a Skeg report around a few ideas that may or may not happen, a program of self-isolation that's been delayed, and no real indication of whether lockdowns are or are not part of a post-vaccine life. Travel. Qantas has a schedule starting December 18 to places like Japan, London, Fiji, Honolulu and Los Angeles. In New Zealand, nothing. To have a travel schedule, you need the borders open. Australia are opening their borders. We, of course, are slightly different. Our borders are open, but with the slight issue of you not being able to get back home even if you wanted to. So same scenario, same story. but an increasingly different approach, plan and timeline. Why? All of this is about attitude. Attitude is everything. If you want something, you can make it happen. Australia are making it happen. Light at the end of the tunnel. Very, very powerful motivator. A plan. A tangible, here is when it is happening plan. Leads to aspiration. Australia are aspirational. Is it honestly too much to ask that we just fire up a bit, demand a little bit more than the obfuscation that passes for anything close to an idea out of this? No two countries are closer. We are family. We are intertwined. And yet when it comes to planning, to attitude and action, the gulf is shocking.
I'm kind of confused. Mike keeps talking about, you know, how other countries, particularly Australia, are doing the right thing and different places. And so why are all these people queuing up to get back to New Zealand? That's what I don't understand. What will happen, though? What will really happen? Any idea?
Mike, morning. Am I right that the government wants 90% vaccination before there are fewer restrictions and not until Christmas? If so, we don't get to 90%. We are forever going to be in level two. Couple of things to say there. We don't know what the government wants. There is no official number. The number most oft tossed around but not in official capacity is 90%. Whether we get to 90%, I have my severe doubts.
It's the crucial craggy range number, of course.
It's the crucial craggy range number that Stuart and I have got the bet on. And I want to lose. I'd be happy to lose if he gets to 90% and he turned out to be right. Fantastic. I just don't think it looks realistic anymore. I mean, the numbers, there are 26.5% of people who have yet to get a single dose. 26.5%. That's a long way from 90. And the numbers on a daily basis, these are already people booked in. I don't know how many wander-ins they're having at the moment. I don't know how much the campaign is working. But the, you know, percentage of people booked in is 78%. It's not moving. They're stuck. So they've got to get from 78 to 90. It's a big ask. A big, big ask. So what are they going to do? And the reason I point this out is we don't know it's 90. Second of all, if it's not 90, then what? Then what by when? When we get to, what, late October, early November, it's not 90? Are they going to say something? Are we going to start talking about home isolation, opening up the borders? Are we going to start doing... What are we doing? We don't know what we're doing is the problem. As regards level two, now this is interesting. I've got a theory. So for the next 2 weeks, Auckland's in level three and the rest of the country can't move because Auckland's in level three. Will Auckland go from level three to level two after 2 weeks? I don't think so at this point. Forget the numbers for a moment. The numbers will dictate things apart from anything else. But at this point, I don't think so. Why? Because in 2 weeks' time is the school holidays. What happens in level two in the school holidays? The whole country moves up and down the country. Borders are gone. So if you've still got cases popping up every single day, as you probably will for the next 2 weeks because we're not eliminating, do you run the risk of opening up the entire country to level two during the school holidays so everyone jumps on a plane? I would have thought no.
So lucky we moved the school.
Yeah, exactly. And so one of the things is going to be 4 weeks in level three. And then the pressure is going to go on from Auckland Business going, are you serious? Hang on. We went from level four to level three with 20 a day, 12 a day, 13 a day, 16 a day, 21 a day. When those numbers are the same in 2 weeks' time, why aren't we dropping down another level? What's the excuse then? They're going to have to make up something new, aren't they? Watch this space.
Yeah, but as we learned yesterday, they're not afraid to do that anymore. They're not afraid to just completely change the rules. You know, something else that nobody's talked about that they've just suddenly quietly forgotten about is, remember Ashley Bloomfield telling everybody that he wasn't interested in going down a level in Auckland until unless we were consistently testing above 7,000 a day. That's not happening. Around or just below 5,000 over the weekend. And yet, down we go. So, I mean, just because they're saying something today, it doesn't necessarily have any bearing on what's going to happen tomorrow. Don't worry about that. Hey, speaking of testing, how's it going in the old North Hauraki?
By the way, new testing news, 400 people tested in the Northern Hauraki so far. So far, 200 people have come back, or 200 tests have come back with negative results. No positives thus far as part of your bespoke. Makes you feel good, doesn't it? Because it's not just level four. It's not just plain old level four. It's just a special bespoke thing we've done.
Would you go so far as to describe it as being artisan?
It's made by hand, handcrafted just for you.
Now available at your farmer's market.
Yep, it's completely unpasteurized, organic, certified, tailor-made.
Your level four. So... yeah, I bet that feels just so good. It's raw. Oh, it's definitely raw. Don't worry about that. It's probably batch brewed as well. Possibly even cold pressed. See, when you think about it, there's a lot of made-up stuff, isn't there, to market things these days? Let's finish up here with the Russian election, if you can call it an election.
Yes, Putin's party got there in the end, 49.6% of the vote, down from 54, so it didn't go all his way. There were five parties going to be represented in the lower house. The opposition is saying the whole thing's rigged, of course. Where the main problem appeared to be is that most of the Moscow constituencies, the candidates from the parties other than United Russia, which is Putin's party, were indeed in the lead following the count of ballots at the polling stations. But they were suddenly overtaken by United Russia candidates when the results were posted online.
But, Mike, how could that possibly happen?
Watch the woman in black on the right, awkwardly trying to shield the ballot box as a hand appears from behind the Russian flag. You can see it repeatedly stuffing papers inside.
Nothing to see here.
Please, this is your homework. Go and look that up, the video of the vote stuffing in the ballot box in the Russian election. It literally looks like something from an Austin Powers movie. I'm Glenn ZB. Ah, the world is so... It's so realistic, isn't it, real life these days? It's so true to life. I'm Glenn ZB. We're all going a bit troppo. That was the rewrap. I'm sure it'll be perfectly normal tomorrow. See you then.